If I say to you that it was Jesus himself and not the crowd who was conscious of the mighty acts of God, would you think of another? I hope not. By Jesus, I simply mean your own wonderful I Amness. That is Jesus. So I mean the individual who has experienced these mighty acts of God, acts for his redemption. It's not an individual outside of you, but your own wonderful I Amness. When you say I am, that is God, and that is Jesus. Here for the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've been running a series of questions in the LA Times on Saturday, in the religious section. And the editor started it by asking a question, how long should a sermon be? And many of them said 3 minutes. For the span of interest cannot be held. They cannot be attentive beyond, say, 3 minutes. Well, some stretch it to 5. And then, this past Saturday, John Charles Thomas Jr., you're familiar with the name, the great singer. Now, whether he is a junior or this is his son, I do not know. But he wrote a very sweet letter and said he could take 15 minutes if it's well prepared and if the man who speaks it is convinced of what he says. If he really believes what he's talking about and he's prepared his thought, 15 minutes would be perfectly all right. But he added this much. He had a sermon that disturbs, the sermon that in some strange way moves the individual, disturbs him, like the comfortable person, the complacent person. It is almost certain that that preacher has an outside source of income. Now that you may take it for the whole vast world. Fortunately, my heavenly father saw that my earthly father could supply me with that outside source of income, that I did not have to take what I would have to take were I not free of Caesar's world.